For my lesson today, I'm going to read two verses from chapter 2 in the book of Revelation. I'm going to read verse 6 and verse 15. In verse 6 in chapter 2, the Lord said, "But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." And in verse 15, while speaking to the church at Pergamos, he told them, "So you also have them that hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which I hate." Have you ever wondered who the Nicolaitans were that is mentioned in the second chapter of the book of Revelation? Whoever they were, Jesus hated their doctrines, hated their deeds. So what was their doctrine? What deeds were they committing that brought such a strong reaction from Jesus? Jesus told the church of Ephesus, "But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Jesus commended the church at Ephesus for their hatred of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also he hated. The word hate is a strong word. Let's see exactly what it means. It comes from the Greek word, which means to find utterly repulsive. It describes a person who has a deep-seated animosity to something they find to be completely objectionable. He not only loathes that object, but rejects it entirely. This is not just a case of dislike. This is the case of actual hatred. The things that Jesus hated about them were their deeds. The word deeds in the Greek word is the Greek word which means works. However, this word is so all-inclusive that it pictures all the deeds and the behavior of the Nicolaitans, including their actions, their beliefs, their conduct, and everything else connected with them. The name Nicolaitans is derived from the Greek word Nicholas, the Greek word that means to conquer or to subdue. The word Lois is the Greek word for the people. It is also where we get the word laity. When these two words are compounded into one, they form the name Nicholas, which literally means one who conquers and seduces the people. It seems to suggest that the Nicolaitans were somehow conquering and seducing the people. Irenaeus and Hippolytus, two of the leaders in the early church, who recorded many of the events that occurred in the early recorded days of church history, said that the Nicolaitans were the spiritual descendants of Nicholas of Antioch, who had been ordained as a deacon in chapter 6 of the book of Acts. And Acts chapter 6 and verse 5 tells us that the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. We have quite a lot of information about some of these men who were chosen to be the first deacons, whereas little is known of others. For instance, we know that the chief criteria for their selection was that they be men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Once they had been chosen, they were presented by the people to the apostles, who laid hands on them and prayed for them. Like the other men, Stephen was of good report, filled with the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Verse 5 of chapter 6 makes a remark about Stephen that is unique only to him. It tells us that he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. This strong level of faith may have been a contributing factor to the recording of Acts chapter 6 in verse 8, where it tells us that Stephen's, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.